good thing repeaters around here don't change too often, or else I'd be getting pretty aggravated having to update all this stuff. That's why, honestly, I used to do it all by hand, and that was brutal. And then I finally bought into the RT Systems model, and man, that copy-paste functionality is a godsend, because you can have a master template, and the only thing you got to go mess around with is your digital channels, because those are either DMR Fusion or D-Star, and everything I have is DMR or D-Star, so just got to go move those around. But yeah, I did that the other day. I got three of my, quote, waterproof, two of them are submersible, just dual band analog single VFOs that I updated. Why, I don't know. Some of the repeaters in there, I guarantee you I'll never key up, but they're in there.
Update on the fly as needed, and it's burned me a couple of times, not very often though. And then if I were to do all my radios, boy, there's radios that are sitting here collecting dust. Just little cheap handhelds, you know. The stuff I use is pretty up to date, but it doesn't hurt to do a clean sweep on them all once in a while.